Okay. This is the time we scheduled for listener comment, and so we'll go right into doing that. If any of you came in late and want to be on the list, come on up and tell me. We have 2 minutes apiece for everyone. If you come to the microphone and say what you have what you want to say. I need someone to time.
Do I have a timekeeper?
Sean?
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 I'm sorry.
Are you willing to do timekeeping?
You know what? No. When I do timekeeping, I'm setting up my computer, which okay. I don't have with me today.
Okay. Two minutes and give a little wave. 15 minutes.
Okay.
That's okay. Oh, I'm hearing it. Very good. Yeah, I know what they have to do. That's all right. I do sound myself. Thanks, guys. You got a timekeeper?
Yep. Yeah, I'll wait at 30 seconds.
Thank you. Don DeBar from the listening area, WBAI in New York. I live in Austin, New York. I'm the former morning news headlines editor. I was fired June 1st of 2009. 4 days after an LSB meeting of WBAI LSB, which you can see at WBIXradio.org, WBIXradio.org. Essentially, I was covering the takeover of WBAI by Pacifica, and that angered people in control enough to the point where they took me off the air. Here for the weekend, we're going to be making a presentation about what's happened at WBAI since the takeover. WBAI since the takeover. A number of producers have been purged, most recently even the people that have for years been doing the announcements of events in New York City and metropolitan New York were removed from the air for mentioning the forbidden words. Bernard White, producer William Heerwagen, was kicked off the air a few weeks ago. About a month and a half prior to that, Rosa Clemente, the Green Party vice presidential candidate in 2008, Cynthia McKinney's running mate, was removed from the air for some unknown reasons. My understanding is you'll be hearing from her in another media outlet very soon, as a matter of fact. Number one, the reason for the takeover of WBAI, I'd like to refer people also again to WBIXradio.org, to the April meeting of the PNB in Berkeley last year, where the financial situation at WBAI apparently mandated the takeover by folks out here of WBAI. The most recent report of the Finance Committee, which is available here on kpftx.org from March, mentions the fact that BAI went from funding $16 million to $12 million under the current regime. We'll be talking more over the weekend about the particulars of what's happened there programming-wise and financially. Both are a disaster.
Thank you. Morgan Carey.
Hi, everybody. My name is Morgan Carey. I'm a parent, concerned parent, and KPFK supporter and avid listener. I've become very concerned as of late that I'm noticing a trend at KPFK where I'm worried that they are not, you are not protecting your legacy of free speech and encouraging alternative viewpoints, supporting and embracing, celebrating alternative viewpoints, but rather there are several on-air personalities that are leaning more towards toxic vitriol and just personal attacks, which particularly targeted against people who are concerned with geoengineering and issues of chemtrails, as well as people who have questioned the 9/11 Commission's veracity, the report's veracity. In any case, I'm standing here as a concerned parent who just looked at rainwater results from here in Encino, which are obscenely high in aluminum and barium, some of the highest test results of barium anybody I know has ever seen. Up in Shasta, California, we're dealing with aluminum levels that are sometimes 40,000 times higher than what they were looking at in the rainwater 4 years ago. This is of concern because, of course, of Alzheimer's, and the connection that we make is that if you look at any of the if you look at any of the patents, like for Hughes Aircraft, for if you look at any of the patents for Hughes Aircraft, they are aluminum and barium. You've got Monsanto's that has aluminum and barium resistant GMO crops right now, and this is the stuff that's being dumped on top of us. And I feel like KPFK should be covering this, should not be ridiculing those of us. We had 23 million hits on the Geoengineering Watch website in 4 months. Those are potential listeners, and they're also, some of those people are listeners who will turn off KPFK if they feel like they're being personally attacked or if they're being ridiculed. I think that you should protect your proud legacy as over 50 years of celebrating free speech and not parroting the talking points about geoengineering, which make geoengineering appear to be something that's benign and theoretical when they're dumping 20 megatons of aluminum on our children every year. Okay, we have... Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I'd like to speak further about this. I had a conversation with...
We'll have three more open mics this weekend.
Thank you.
Let's see. Jeremy. Jeremy.
Ralph Cusho.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Born and raised in Los Angeles, listened to KPFK for at least half my life. And I love KPFK. I do feel a little betrayal right now, but I speak out of love. And I want to make comments about this time right now for Pacifica and KPFK. It's a very dangerous time. Usually as the so-called Democratic Party comes into power, KPFK and the Pacifica Network in general becomes the extra focus of the so-called national security state, including the intelligence communities, because it is on the left, which Pacifica is supposed to represent, principled, truthful, pragmatic critique of the worst elements of our government, that potential is the most dangerous during democratic regimes. We saw under the Clinton administration where some of the same people who are coming into power in KPFK right now agitated for the so-called humanitarian war in Kosovo. This happens over and over again. We know of the long legacy of Operation Mockingbird, where CIA, other intelligence agencies insert themselves into the media in general. If they weren't going to do it to Pacifica and KPFK, they'd be stupid and underfunded, and they're neither. So, you know, over the eight Bush years, we saw the people who were putting forth some of the most principled and deepest critique, which could have stopped the mass slaughter of the Arab Muslim world, being called horrible names on the air by people taking salaries from the people. And that continues in the Obama era. There's a character assassination of September 11th, truth activists, chemtrail activists, and even of groups such as the Oath Keepers, who are potential allies in the conservative domain, being the slander posing as journalism. So we need to take this moment very, very seriously, and I want everyone to move ahead with very clear eyes about the danger of this time.
Thank you. Michael Murphy.
My name's Mike Murphy. I'm an advocate for the chemtrail, also geoengineering issue. This is a very serious issue. Scientists are addressing this. It's called stratospheric aerosol geoengineering. I was at a meeting where scientists spoke about dumping 10 to 20 megatons of aluminum into the atmosphere. Ironically enough, we're finding alarming, as Morgan said, amounts of aluminum, barium, strontium in our water, rain, and soil. It's decimating ecosystems. If anybody knows the effect that aluminum has on human beings, it is tragic. People are dying from this. And when I hear that radio stations are not addressing this, and when I hear that radio stations are attacking people that are questioning the geoengineering agenda, I feel like it's not only a crime against humanity, It's a crime against your listeners, because we are all affected by this. And I think it's time that the press and the media and those who we count on to take an alternative view to really speak the truth on such a vital, important issue. I think it's time that you take a stand and encourage your stations to speak about this, to question and cover this issue. It's very important, and the future of humanity depends on it. Thank you.
Thank you. McGregor Eddy.
Hello. My name is McGregor Eddy. I live in Salinas, California. I am very active in the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom on the National Disarm Committee, and I serve on the board of the Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in Space. I have, since 2002, been coordinating a protest at Vandenberg Space Command located in Santa Barbara County. Right now, the top news item around the world is the START talks between Russia and the U.S. and the upcoming NPT in New York, to which many of you are very concerned. There has been a great deal of loose talk about countries like North Korea testing a missile to deliver their rather small bomb. It is invisible, completely invisible, that Vandenberg Space Command fires Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missiles with carrying dummy test hydrogen bombs, thermonuclear weapons designed for large civilian populations on a routine basis about every 3 months from Vandenberg to the Marshall Islands, beautiful coral atolls that we've already bombed the shit out of after World War II. And this is invisible. When we have protests there, a handful of Catholic workers come from Los Angeles and a handful of people come from Santa Cruz. No one comes from Santa Barbara. No one comes from Ventura. No one comes from San Luis Obispo that are much closer. This is the only place in the world where they're tested. I don't know what I can do to get the word out or what we can do, but we've obviously not done a very good job. Intercontinental ballistic missiles, testing them violates the Non-Proliferation Treaty. We are in violation of the highest law of the land. And also, the base has now decided to shut down all protest and is arresting all of us, even when we are in the designated protest area. The next protest will be June 5th. It is part of the NPT activities. I would be very glad to tell you more about it, but I have experts that can go on the radio. But this is something that I offer to you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. William Heerwagen.
What?
William Heerwagen.
Hello. William Heerwagen from New York. You're going to be considering something over the weekend, I believe, called on-air policy. And I just want to go a little history after the I think it was 2000, the year 2000, the what we call in New York the Christmas coup. One of the good things that came out of the resolution to that crisis was that the gag rule that was then in existence was eliminated. And now we have gag rules coming back. I mean, Grace Aaron did it in writing last year, just about a year ago. And now there's a quote in the on-air policy called that you, meaning that you can't complain about anything on the air that, about what's going on at Pacifica or at your local station, quote, unless the foundation's normal grievance procedures have been fully explored first, unquote. There are no procedures that I know of. I mean, how can you explore procedures that don't exist? The procedures that BAI seem to be whatever they feel like doing at the moment. They don't even put anything in writing. They might tell you on the phone, or they might not tell you anything when you're banned or suspended or whatever it is. And this goes for listeners even. Listeners have been banned from the station. They haven't even been notified, but they can't get in the building. I mean, this is strange. I'd be very careful about considering this on-air policy. Then finances. At BAI, I'm on the finance committee. We still haven't fully explored, never mind approved, the budget that was started this year, almost 7 months ago now, October 1, 2009, and we haven't done any quarterly reviews. And I'm getting a 10-second sign. Let's see. That's it. I'll come back again.
Thank you. Israel Feuer.
It's Feuer, no problem. I'm one of the early volunteers at KPFK, even before it was on the air, did public outreach, programming in the early years, news and public affairs. And recently I've been on the LSB. I've just been termed out. I'm concerned now, as I have been for years, the very beginning, with the confusion and it's the nature and function of Pacifica. We're a nonprofit educational foundation at one level. We're a radio station network at another level. And a kind of movement, quote-unquote, organization, another level. And these three have never really been melded or put together in a way that they function efficiently and effectively. And realistically, I think it needs to be addressed. Not a new comment, but one called for again, so we can eliminate some of the factionalism and infighting and accusations and insults and attacks that accompany our attempt to run a radio network. I suggest, vis-a-vis some of the earlier comments, when it comes to programs and programmers, we need to emphasize dialogue and debate as against merely diatribe or one point of view, no matter what the point of view is. That's a way in which you get a range of views of people who know what they're talking about, hopefully. The key here is the format, the kind of moderator handle. That's the key. The devil is always in the details, how you handle these things. But dialogue and debate, we have very little of an effective way. Amy does it occasionally, not enough on some topics. But I suggest to explore that issue. And finally, to repeat again what I said last time you were here and previous times, you need to, someone on the board needs to say, when the listener says something of importance, say, ask the secretary, take a note of that. We want to take this up. Just if something meets your attention that think needs to be addressed, that should be noted. So it isn't just venting and then forgotten, which often is the case. Thank you.
Thank you. Kim Kaufman. Kim Kaufman?
I'm going to pass.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sarah Kleppner.
Hi, good evening. Listener member at WBAI. I'd like to start out just by acknowledging something that somebody once pointed out to me, that everybody, you know, basically everybody who's functioning as a human being thinks that they're doing the right thing. And I'd also like to point out that we live in a society that is witnessing the consolidation of the media, and that if you have ears to hear, that you should keep that in mind, that radio stations are vulnerable to takeover and sale, and forgive me for not being totally coherent, but I think people get my point if you're listening. And, so I think we're at a historic moment here. This network reaches, 20% of the U.S. population, according to one estimate. And there are many issues that need attention, and the call for two-sided debate neglects the fact that the media in this country, which is dominated by a handful of people, and hence going back to consolidation, that's representing one point. We need to be putting out the truth about people's experience. And particularly the criticism I heard this morning about the overuse of the word oppressed, I think is a shameful thing, and I don't mean to shame anybody. I don't believe in shame, but I think we should look at ourselves as if we're a progressive station, and I'd like to remind us that it was not just peace, it's also justice, it has been. To talk about the overuse of the word oppressed, and we're living in a society that where the concentration of wealth has widened, the gulf between rich and poor has widened immensely, that we see a continued criminalization, that a black man, a black child born, a boy child born today has a 1 in 3 chance of being imprisoned, that we have a responsibility, particularly white people in this country have a responsibility to address the historic injustice. And this is just one issue, but I feel like it is a crucial issue. Cornel West has said that if you don't address the history of the descendants of African slaves in the U.S., you're not going to have a democracy, if you believe in that.
Thank you. John Wenger.
Yeah, my name is John Wenger. I'm a member of the KPFK local station board, and just want to give you some good news. We've had some difficulties on our board, and we seem to be turning them around, and we were able to actually pass a motion last night that passed unanimously, which was the first one I'd seen in quite a while. I don't remember if there's ever been, well, there've been some, with regard to the FAP, and that is that KPFK, very simply, believes that fiscally responsible stations should be allowed to control their own finances. And so our motion was an approximation and needs a little fine-tuning, but we very, very strongly believe that fiscally responsible stations should be able to control their own finances, that to take that away from us destroys the morale, and we fought like dogs to make our goal, and we almost made our $1,550,000 goal, and we did better than anybody else in the network. We have a bunch of listeners and a station that works well together, and it would be very devastating to take our financial control away from us, and we want to retain that. So we'll speak to that. And the fact that we passed that unanimously, I think, speaks wonders. Now, a word on 9/11 truth and this the stuff about the chemtrails. We have almost no programming on this. We've had a couple of trial pilot programs, and they've been kept off the air. I wonder how many stations, the rest of the stations, a show of hands here from the other four stations, how many of you have programming on chemtrails? Show of hands, please, from the PNB. One station. Which one of yours, WBAI, has stuff on? Okay. Well, for the people, for the chemtrail activists, the first five listeners elected out of nine all believe in 9/11 truth and are willing to listen about the chemtrail thing. I see them all the time in LA here, and I will be talking to my friends because we have a cordial board now, and so maybe we can get some programming on. Anyhow, it's a local issue, not a PNB issue.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes, I'd like to speak to the word oppress and perhaps diversity as well. I'm very concerned. Now, I'm a listener that I budget about $300 every quarter to donate to my station, which I love. And, you know, I'm really considering the postulation of the National Programming Committee and now the ED also suppressing, oppressing the word oppress, and also oppressing the word diversity. And for an LSB member for my signal, Kim Kaufman, I went to school with a person named Ann Kaufman. Kim Kaufman actually postulating the idea that it's the oppressed and the words diversity, talking about programming like that, is actually making us lose listeners. Now, That really concerns me. You know, I'm willing to give about a quarter, 25 cents, for every time that the word oppress or the word diversity is mentioned. Now, that may put a hole in my pocket, but I'm willing to do that. I'm also willing to say that the planet is being oppressed. And so if you're to ban or to purge the word oppress and the word diversity, is actually going to oppress people who are disabled, people who are fighting to save the planet, people who are, people who are advocating for the truth of 9/11. You know, all of this stuff is ridiculous for us to even consider dictating, gagging these words, and as a result of that, gagging programmers and programming grids to actually remove these words. Then they blame it on the oppressed and the fact that we're a diverse network. So I'd like to implore the ED to rescind her gag order, and I'd like to implore the members of the LSBs who are on this National Programming Committee and are advocating this position to stop it.
Thank you. Serene Roberts.
Uh, Good night. A few things, and try to speak fast. How much time do we have?
2 minutes.
Really? Hmm. Gee, so much to cover. I'll start by reminding the Pacifica National Board that you come from LSBs, that you're elected by staff or listeners in a rather dirty election that continues to be the pattern of Pacifica. We'll see if you'll break it this year, if we'll go back to court with a third lawsuit. We may be doing that. But that your role is to work for the benefit of the foundation, which means all the members of the foundation and not just those who are your friends. So I want to briefly talk about what happened on September 9th in New York, where a medical doctor, Seth Goldberg, who's a member of the local board station majority at WBAI, pulled the chair from under a listener as he was about to sit. That person fell to the floor. Seth Goldberg, a medical doctor, I think, would understand better than almost anybody else the danger of doing that. However, what happened as a result is that the person who fell was banned. The person who saw Goldberg pull the chair and protested was banned. That programmer was banned. The programmer and everyone associated with the program has been banned from the building, and the program has been canceled. Okay, so let's talk about process. We say that we are different at Pacifica. We want to believe that we're the beacon of the left. Well, you know something? Our listeners are not stupid people. They're not ignorant people. They're members of the foundation. They have a right to know when their boards, local and national, are totally out of control, are violating every decent instinct that exists. And it doesn't matter whether you do it in secret session or you do it in open session. The listeners are going to know about it, and they're not going to stand for it. Okay, so you guys need to get yourselves some education about what your true role is. The lawsuits will come pouring in. And those $25 that some people speak so dismissively about, and the waivers that you guys simply will not have, just too many poor people. I guess like the word oppressed, poor is maybe a little overused in this foundation. We'll try to make our poverty and oppression a little more tasteful, a little more entertaining. We'll try to tell you what's new, and we'll do it in court.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden.
Good evening. I'm Carolyn Burden from WBAI, and I want to thank you again to the new board for addressing issues of substance, for not allowing yourselves to be distracted by those who would disrupt your work. You have a lot of work to do, and I want to thank you for taking care of business. The condition of the earth, as well as war and peace, and Pacifica's responsibility for both, are this board's business. And I urge you to continue to focus on WBAI's fiscal problems, the station's attempts to reverse the result of at least 10 years of mismanagement must stay in your sights. And I thank you for not losing that fact. Thanks again for staying on point. The station is under attack, and you are being distracted from the station's fiscal and programming problems. I think that you know that they have a ripple effect on the entire network, and what's good for WBAI is good for Pacifica. So thank you very much for paying attention to my station and probably your financial underpinning to a great extent. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Grace Aaron.
There's no budget. It's good.
And your point
just is? Pointing it out. Just comment.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much.
There's no budget.
Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to see you all. I think this board has so much energy and vitality, and I'm so proud of the prior few boards and the election process. It just makes me feel really great that in this difficult time for Pacifica and for the country and the world economically and ecologically and when it comes to war and peace, that I really have hope in this board and in the Pacifica Democratic governance process. I want to say that it is so important. Our influence can be astronomical with our five stations and our 130-plus affiliates. we have the ability to really affect change on a national and global level. We must do it by inspiring and imbuing hope and positive values in every single possible listener we can reach out to, which means we have to demand excellence in programming. Our programming has to be incredibly vital, and it has to reach everyone of all ages, ethnicities, backgrounds. We can't just be talking to those we like. We can't just be narrowing our focus to people who agree with us. We have to talk to not just atheists, but people who believe in God, and people who we don't agree with, people who are Republicans, people who are libertarians, everyone. And we have to do it with the highest aesthetic values. We have to tap into our abundant creativity. We have to nurture new talent. We have to demand excellence in management, in our finances, in our programming, in our democracy, in our election process. We have to come up to the plate, and I trust you to do it. I'm so pleased that you're all here. Thank you for your service. I honor you. I'm just really, really, I'm overwhelmed with pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Steve Brown.
Good evening. Steve Brown from New York. I'm not at the microphone to complain about anything. I'm here to say how happy I am to be here, mainly because the members of the board seem happy to be here. I've been watching these meetings for many years, and I notice a collegiality. Very little hostile glares across the table that I used to notice, and I think that bodes well for Pacifica. I think that you look as if you'll all be able to work together very well. I echo some of the things that Grace said. You may have heard in some of the prior speakers echoes of some of the what I consider divisiveness and hostility that I feel crippled the board and the foundation in the years past, and I see that most or all of that is gone from the present board, and I hope that will continue. Thank you.
Thank you. Janet Coleman.
Hi, I'm also from WBAI in New York. And I also want to thank the board for raising the bar here for substantive discussion about the issues that concern us most at Pacifica. It really has been a treat to listen to the kinds of issues that you've brought to the table. And there's been a lot of talk here at the public session about language and the banning of language. But I want to talk a little bit about the passion for advocacy. It comes at a great cost if our facts and our reportage isn't absolutely accurate. I do want to tell my good friend Don DeBar that Rosa Clemente was not removed from the air. She had a pilot program, a hip-hop program, of which WBAI has several, one by the great Jay Smooth, another, a new one with Chuck D. It was a several-week pilot program. In its place is another pilot program called Aliens, which is a live radio drama, first live radio drama in many a year at WBAI, called Aliens, about the experience of immigrants in New York City. It's produced by a young woman of color, a very, very talented young woman, very young, started out as a receptionist, a temp receptionist, and got deeply involved in the process of making radio. And she's brought in lots of young people, lots of young actors, and Barika Edwards is her name, and she also has a certain amount of time. She may be removed too, but it's not a removal. It's a way of cycling new programs. Also, Dunbar wasn't fired from his job as a newsman. He was never hired, and there were serious issues in our union, in our after union, about people who were not hired working in the in higher job spots. So accuracy in reporting. Thank you.
Thank you. Christine Blosdale. Could we have attention paid and respect paid to the speaker?
Christine Blosdale, I'm a senior producer at KPFK Radio. I want to thank you very much for coming out here today. And I just want to echo what some people have already spoken about. I want to ask for your assistance right now more than ever. Speaking out against the intelligence agencies has been a prideful, I hope, something that Pacifica has been proud about doing, exposing the dirty wars, exposing the assassinations. It's something that we have not shied away from, while corporate media doesn't even talk about it. I want to ask for your help right now, because I know that myself and other programmers, producers, face incredible on-air attacks from programmers who have been given the air. We have been called everything from kooks, crazies, crankpots, conspiracy theories, theorists, destroying the network, all because we question what the government has told us. And we've brought reliable researchers, scientists on the air. Our listeners have responded in droves. Over the last 8 years that I've worked there, the content that questions the official story of 9/11, also chemtrails, has raised more money than anything I've ever seen. And so while programmers may think it's crazy, the listeners have responded, and I'm very, very concerned that when we have programmers going on the air disparaging other programs or programmers, that it's horrible radio, first of all. And they're not just attacking me. I don't care if they call me crazy, but they're attacking our listeners, and it's something that has to stop. I will fight for their right to have their show and talk about whatever they want. They can bring on whatever CIA agent they want on their program, but do not attack me or other programmers for bringing alternative material to the air that our listeners are responding to. I thank you very much.
Thank you. Quasi.
My name is Quasi Ankrum. I'm the chair of the Community Advisory Board here in Los Angeles. And I had a question that's a little bit selfish. I'd like to know which other stations have an active community advisory board at this time, because if you've got one, I want to talk to the people who are doing that work. And if you don't have one, I'd kind of like to know that too. So who doesn't have one right now?
Does not.
Does not?
We're not really there.
You're from where?
Berkeley.
Berkeley. Anybody else? What about New York? Do you have a community? You have one. I would like to get the contact information for the people from your community advisory board. I'd like to get some feedback from them. How about the Houston station?
We do.
Of course.
Yeah, likewise. I'd like to get their information. It's a little bit, I found the work to be very uphill here in Los Angeles, although I think we're beginning to get it on the ground, but it's taking a lot of work. So I do want to check in with your folks and get some of that. Two other things I want to mention. We have been trying to develop closer relationships between our station and groupings that are doing what we consider to be cutting-edge work that reflects the basic values that Pacifica is about in different areas. One of the areas that we have been doing some work with are some activist entertainers, theater and film screen people here in the area who are involved with dramatic work which has a political character in line with our values. One of those efforts is the People Speak production, which has been traveling on college campuses around the country, and which we have been having discussions with about doing community-based These are readings from Howard Zinn's book, The People Speak, which is a companion to, just give me a second if I can, the People's History of America. The other one is a play called The Einstein Plan, which is by Donald Fried and his company, which they will also be taking national, which is doing a great educational work about the rise of the right and what that means in this country today, and attempts to motivate people to become politically activists.
Of course, that's time.
Okay. I would like to highly recommend both of these efforts to your local boards, as well as your community advisory boards, to work with and to promote. And I will try to come back later and give a little bit more information on that work.
Thank you. Kim Kaufman.
Hello. I guess just because I've been called out that I want to – there was a programming call the other evening, and what I said was very misconstrued by somebody on this board here to that was misinterpreted. Let's look at the fact that KPFK has a very low listener. What can we do about that? And I was trying to approach the idea of, like, how can we think about what we're doing differently? And I said, we may not want to think of having a show that starts off saying, we're talking about oppressed people for an hour, as opposed to, we're talking about people making things better or learning how to do new things. Let's just try something different. Maybe people, that's what people want to hear. And, you know, I can hear the comments back here that they're turning it into a racial thing, and it's not. Yeah, I know, and I listen to it, too, and I say what I said.
Please.
And I don't
please.
Need to argue about it, but, you know, I think basically the four things our programming needs to look at is adherence to mission, the production values, the Arbitrons, and raising money. And anything we can do to address those issues to get our listenership up, I think, needs to be a discussion. And that's all I was trying to do. Thank you.
Thank you. That completes the list of speakers.